The Consumer Electronics Show, CES, is a big event where tech companies show off the newest gadgets. Some of these gadgets say they have artificial intelligence, AI. For example, there's a pillow that can tell if you're snoring and adjusts to help you stop. Samsung also has some AI devices, like a vacuum cleaner and a washing machine that can figure out what kind of surface or fabric it's dealing with. But the problem is, the definition of AI is kind of fuzzy, and some companies are using the term to get attention and money. This has made people worried about false claims and misleading ads. The main issue with AI is that there isn't one clear definition that everyone agrees on. This has led to a lot of hype and companies exaggerating what their AI can do. The Federal Trade Commission, FTC, in the US has told companies to be careful about making false claims, but even they admit that AI is a tricky term with lots of different meanings. As a journalist, it's hard to know if these claims are true when companies don't give much evidence. Some companies are starting to avoid using the term AI and instead talk about specific AI techniques or models. For example, Rabbit's R1 device uses something called generative AI, but they don't make a big deal about it in their ads. Samsung's fridge that can analyze food and suggest recipes is a good example of AI in action. But do people really need their fridge to tell them what to cook? In the end, there are a lot of products at CES claiming to have AI, but the definition of AI is still unclear. Companies might be stretching the truth to get attention. This makes it hard for consumers and journalists to know if these claims are real. Some companies are already moving away from using the term AI and focusing on specific AI techniques instead. It's up to consumers to decide if they really need AI gadgets or if regular ones are good enough.